Hello, everybody. I'm Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl of Cosmic Owl Astrology. And this is a little extra video or podcast in addition to my lunar eclipse video or podcast for the 5 degree Libra lunar eclipse that's happening at 3 a.m. Eastern time on March the 25th. And I'm recording this the day before. And it's also an addendum to my wonderful interview that I did with Melanie Reinhart, talking about the fact that Chiron will be exactly conjunct to the solar eclipse that's coming up on April the 8th. So we're in the eclipse tunnel right now. And so there's a lot, so much that could be said about all of this. But I wanted to unpack something that I briefly mentioned when I was interviewing and talking to Melanie Reinhart, and I'll link to both those videos at the end of this. So I'm going to share a chart, and if the charts really do not mean too much to you, don't worry about it. Just kind of just listen to the message. I'm actually going to share the discovery chart for Chariclo first, just so you can get a reminder of it. Chariclo was discovered in 1997 at just into 6 degrees of Leo. And her chart makes this wonderful, beautiful, six-pointed star, almost perfect. And this, well, I'll come to it in a minute. And it's her name means grace spinner. You know, I've talked about her a lot. She's this wonderful wisdom weaver. She pulls all these stories together. And her chart was all in fire and air points, but connecting together the fire and air. And so, you know, go back and look at some of the other interviews for that. But I just want to say my opinion about Chariclo, it's weaving together the stories to help us to create something new as we move into Aquarius energy, whether we start where, well, no matter what date we move into the age of Aquarius, look at this amount of Aquarius energy in her discovery chart when she came into our consciousness. So I'm not going to go over her natal chart again. I just want you to just remember that beautiful shape, because we lose that somewhat when I share the chart of the eclipse with it. So I mentioned briefly on the chat with Melanie that this eclipse is at 5 Libra, and when Chariclo was discovered, Mars was at 5 Libra. And Saturn was at 5 Aries. So this eclipse is really activating this Mars-Saturn opposition that was in her birth chart. And of course, then it's tied to all the other things around the 5 degree mark. Now, in my daily post today, I talked about how Venus is a five number. It's the pentagram. It's the most prevalent number in nature. It makes the Venus five-pointed star that I work with. And I think this activation of the Chariclo discovery chart, or Chariclo, whichever you way you want to say it, is bringing in more of her graceful, healing energy. And you can see that on this as well, this is transiting Chariclo, on the moment of the eclipse, is actually conjunct Venus in the chart. It feels like everything is coming together to create a more beautiful life. But first, we have to heal this separation caused by, you know, the idea that man is all mind and domination and creation, which has been the energy of the day, of fire and air elements, if you like, valuing day over night, valuing the yang over the yin, valuing the masculine over the feminine. And this is nothing to do with gender, this is everything. I think Cariclo has definitely come in to reweave and draw together the threads of that dualistic view and bring it back into connection. And this eclipse is a big step on it. You know, Mars and Saturn, Mars is generally seen as the divine masculine. The moon is conjunct Mars on this. And incidentally, this next to Mars in Cariclo's discovery chart is Haumea. She's that creatrix, the creator of the creator goddess of the Hawaiian pantheon. She could give birth from any part of her body, and then she also could regenerate as well. So she could like regenerate and become younger again. Very shamanic in nature, very dismemberment, rememberment kind of energy as we move into this more interconnected realm over time. And then we have Saturn here in Mars' sign, Aries, where we have the North Node of this eclipse as well. And the sun is shining a light on that. Saturn is actually, you know, often seen as the father or being portrayed as the father in astrology. And really, you know, actually Saturn is, you know, an elder, a wisdom, elder wisdom, the wisdom of time. And I really do believe that astrology itself is going to have to start changing its language. Not, maybe not in, you know, the kind of astrology that is hoary or very predictive astrology that really kind of looks at countries, mundane astrology, things like that. Energies have their energy, but that I do believe there is an element of how we speak about something portrays how it shows up in our life. So if we always portray Saturn as the hard taskmaster, Mars as like this fight energy, warrior energy, then that's what they are. But if we tune into the other side of it as well, Mars and Saturn, Mars was also in very ancient times, also guardian of agriculture, by the way. Mars had a very much guardian kind of upright kind of protective role, not just war. It's time we brought in those other perspectives more. And there were the moons in Gemini, incidentally, which is different perspectives. And I talk about this all the time. And then as well about Aries, you know, Aries has this energy of wonderment. Aries, you know, everybody goes, oh, Aries, you know, they're harsh, they're kind of driven, they're very, you know, direct. But Aries is quite a sensitive sign too, especially to personal criticism. Aries is the energy of the new, the young, the fresh, seeing the world with this wonderment of possibility and new beginnings. I talked about that as well with Melanie on the interview. So I do suggest watching both. But I wanted to unpack this a little bit more. There's a couple of other things I noticed in this chart of a lot of things I could share, but I'm not going to share them all because that would be, we'd be there forever. First, Chiron, talking of the centaur, seeing as I interviewed Melanie about centaurs, she's the centaur expert. Chiron, who is going to be exactly conjunct the solar eclipse coming up on April the 8th, 2024, is almost exactly conjunct Eris, the table shaker, the truth teller, you know, I'm going to kind of rip down the white picket fence of what's going on behind and stand up for the outsiders. But in Aries, this is about putting yourself first. This is not putting yourself first in the very dominating kind of it's all about me kind of way, but more about finding your core self. Who am I? I called my lunar eclipse podcast, we are finding out who we are in this new paradigm and approaching it from that world of wonderment and creating something new, starting with ourselves as a kind of unit within many other units or system within systems, because astrology is kind of like systems theory in many ways. But we cannot do that until we really get in touch with who we are. And when we get in touch with who we are as a person, we are able to be in healthier Libra relationships. Okay. One other thing on this chart together as that this eclipse is activating in Carrie Close chart, because an event has energy, all right? So her discovery chart has definite energy for that moment. It was profound in my life. I've talked about it in other things, including my first in talk with Melanie on my podcast channel. There under Tea with Louise, by the way. I mentioned how Maya, the creatrix, is activated by the eclipse here. Well, transiting how Maya is on the Chiron in the discovery chart. And I've talked about this before as well, that Pluto and how Maya have got this ongoing decades long square. And this is activating this rebirth energy in really the only very significant water energy in the chart, other than the South Node, which is in Pisces. Carrie Close is going to have a nodal return next year, but we're not there yet. There's no other water in this chart. Chiron was the only energy in water on February the 14th, 15th, 1997, depending where you were, when Carrie Close was discovered. And Scorpio is about fertility, birth. It rules our root kind of energies of, you know, the bottom of our Kundalini or vagus nerve that runs down our body. Scorpio is that kind of root energy, and it rules the genitals and the fertile and the womb and all our kind of creative parts of us, both genders, don't care which you are. And I've said, you know, that Haumea in Scorpio is helping us to dig deep to birth something very new. Now, all of this is an opportunity, of course, for us. You know, we have choices. We have free will. We have free will in how we respond to these energies. But when I write daily in my Substack, I try to point you to places where people are heeding the call. More people are getting this, that we are birthing our humanness, if you like, that we are rebirthing our selves as mind and spirit and connectedness. And I know it seems, you know, that we're not at many times, but if you look, the people that write, the artists, the creative, that more yin energy are feeling it. Some quantum scientists are feeling it. This is the energy of, there's Rupert Sheldrake, there's various people who talk about this more panpsychic kind of energy. It's easy to look for, you know, the disconnection and the sense of separation and the dualistic view. But honestly, it's changing. Amit Goswami, he's another one as well. There are other people. And then there's people like Gabor Mate with the Myth of Normal and all of their work, and Richard Schwartz with his internal family systems, which is about getting through those blocks and barriers to find to your seat of consciousness, to find who you are really in the world. Anyway, Carrie Close, the beautiful wisdom weaver, the spinner of grace, the puller together of the threads of the new stories, is really activating something magical on this eclipse. It's bringing us back to when she came into our world. There's loads more I could say, because of course this means that the eclipse at Libra is trying to her Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, or the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that would happened just about 24 hours after her discovery, at 5 degrees Aquarius, almost at 6 degrees Aquarius. So that's being activated, and we are coming to a new Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April the 20th, which will be over here. It's cycles, it's building, the change is building, but Caraclo is really present in this time, as she will be next year as well when she has her nodal return. I'll do a whole new video for that. Incidentally, Hygieia is on her south node, preventative health, and actually she'll have a reverse nodal return. I do beg your pardon, not a nodal return. The north node will be on her south node. So there's that, but I will do a whole video on that at that point. Also, though, as I mentioned on as we talked about on the Melanie interview, Caraclo and Chiron are very much in orb of this long-term supportive sextile aspect that they've been in. And so, you know, that's not going to be exact till there's several sextiles between 2028 and 2033, but it's in orb. So they are working together. The divine masculine, the divine feminine, the shape-shifting energy of water nymph, turning it into a centaur to marry the centaur she fell in love with. But this is all very kind of change, shape-shifty, coming into mind and spirit. Spirit and matter. And really, to go back to Venus, who is our big sister, the higher energy of Earth, Venus is the circle of spirit and the cross of matter. She is telling us we are both, all right? And if you're coming on my Gemini Venus Starpoint presentation that's coming up, or if you're a Nest member of my membership, the Nest, you will know. Or you will find out that the next Venus star point is at 14 Gemini and aspecting the Venus in this discovery chart. So Caraclo is being brought out at the moment. Anyway, much love to you. No, I'm going to actually, I feel like I need to draw a card for this. So I hope I've not kind of too much information, but I just want you to know that this beautiful water nymphy, shape-shifty energy is really present on this eclipse. So, you know, there's very few myths about Caraclo. She is an energy we feel, but she is the energy of grace. She is the cosmic doula, the midwife. She's often very present in the chart of people who literally nurse people through long illnesses and so on. She's got that kind of space holding presence, and she's holding space for all of us collectively at the moment to create something new. And she literally held space for Chiron until he gave up his immortality to become human and therefore die, because he was unable to die with the wound that would not heal. So it's not just like, you know, if you think of the Barbie movie as well, that's been present. That was all about embracing being human. This, everything is pointing us to embrace the wonder of being human on this earth while you are here. That's That's why you are here, to embody it all and find out who you are. Descend, not ascend. Okay. Oh, I actually love this card. And again, this is the Tridivia deck. Okay. There's a discount code in the description if you like this deck, to get a discount with my link. So you can buy this Tridivia tarot deck that's a very sparkly and gold and pink and blue, mixing kind of the traditional kind of colors of feminine and masculine, I guess. But also, I love the black background as we move into more of this embodied humanness, which has always been portrayed as something to be get rid of and be bad. And well, anyway, Eight of Wands. Look at this creative wand on a disc there. Look at this. I'll let you soak up the image. Wands, of course, is fire. And we do have the North Node in Aries. And everything's, the sun will be in Aries or is in Aries on this eclipse as well. But I love this card. So this is a good message for you with the eclipse activating Caraclo. So you feel intense emotions. It is a lunar eclipse, by the way, as well. And we do have solar flares too. You're energized and ready for action. Everything is moving at a fast pace. You're feeling good vibes and feel like you're floating through life. Take all the chances that come your way and don't be hesitant to take up an adventure. It can be the best time of your life. Enjoy this momentum. And don't resist the unknown. Everything is aligning for the best. The affirmation for this card is, I enjoy the dynamics of life and feel excited about what's coming next. Happy eclipse. Blessings to Caraclo or Chariclo. Oh, I've got a lot more I'm going to be saying about her over the coming months, but that'll do for now. Love you. Bye-bye.